Hope the Neighbors Like Jump Rope. Then we hear from Laughbox with three Fs. The song is Restart the Program. It's one of their new singles off their upcoming self-titled album on Turbo Discos Records. And then to end the show, we'll hear from Palooka 5 with Hubba Bubba Boogaloo off their album Alien Grace. And that's on Spin Out Nuggets Records. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I'll see you back here this Sunday for Born Too Late. And if you can't make that, I'll see you back here next Wednesday for another episode of Shake Some Action. And I've been your host, Alex Kish. Here's Jump Rope with Oh Wow, here on listener-funded WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room on Shake Some Action.
This is Lord Rutledge from Faster and Louder Blog. You're listening to Shake Some Action with Alex Kish on WFMU.
We'll be right back. Next week, same bad time, same bad station.
WFMU Freeform Radio. I have a new computer tonight, so please tell me if anything sounds off. It's been a chaotic 6 hours or so getting things ready. Tonight's episode, we're just playing, I am just playing tapes. The selection criteria here is just lucky, mostly. I have a lot of cool tapes made straight from, who's calling me right now? Gosh, so embarrassing. Someone tried to call to pledge their donation when they should have been in the chat instead. Tonight's, as I was saying, I'm just playing lucky tapes. That is to say, I have a lot of cool tapes, taped directly from YouTube and given to me as gifts, which is fine. It's totally cool. Feel free to do it. But the emphasis tonight is on tapes that entered my life at the right moment in time. So I'm going to get my levels adjusted and be back with you in a minute. Thank you.
next two pieces that we'll hear are both quite short and come to us from Ireland. The composer's name is Enya Nivrinoin. It looks nothing like the way it's pronounced. But if you'd like to get the spelling of that right for a copy of our playlist, it is a rather long and involved spelling, so I won't go into it here. For reasons of recognition and to make it a bit easier on the people that she's trying to get her music out to, Enya Nivrinoin has now started using an anglicized version of her first name. Enya, E-N-Y-A, is the way she's now spelling it. In the original, it's E-I-T-H-N-E. Either way, it's pronounced the same. But Enya has appeared on an English audio cassette magazine known as Touch 33, and her two contributions to that magazine are both lovely piano works. One of them is an electroacoustic piece, piano and synthesizer. We'll hear the shorter of the two first. It has a long, involved Gaelic title, which I believe is pronounced Angithon Grian, or something like that. It means the solar wind. And the second piece is a beautiful composition called Miss Claire Remembers. Both keyboards, the synthesizer and the piano, are played by Enya Nivrinoin, or simply Enya. Right after these two short works from Ireland's Enya Nivrinoin.
Estate sale. If you are online, you can check out the playlist page where I'll be uploading a lot of pictures as I'm available, as they are available. I'm sorry, I'm a little fried tonight, but we're gonna make it work. So this was a mix called Monk Mix that I got from an estate sale up the street where they had a lot of very esoteric tapes for sale, more of which will be featured on the show later. That last song was from the Love Dolls Superstar soundtrack cassette. It came to me courtesy of my friend and sometimes guest, Rachel Helm. It sounds like A Kinko's in Hell, which was actually the song we were looking for at the time, and that felt very serendipitous. And the first track, and we'll hear riffs on it tonight, is a tape that my friend Asa brought back from Morocco that we were originally just referring to as the Morocco Mystery Cassette, forgetting that Asa's brother Sam translates Persian poetry and could easily translate it for us. It is Ziad Rabbani's American Motion Picture official soundtrack, which serves as the intro music for this song, one of my favorite songs of all time. I've lost the tape, much to my dismay, but the very nice recording was sent to me courtesy of a fellow Ziad Rabbani fan on Discogs, and we bonded over that specific track. I'll try and find his message, but it's really sweet. He said he was going to make a movie about Ziad Rabbani, and that would be the song that he played at the beginning, and he was touched that it meant so much to me as it did him. This next song I'll play a few times. One of my favorite finds was from the Unity Library, which is the library of a Unitarian church out in Lee's Summit. And I bought this tape called Dolphin Radiance and forgot about it, and looked at it later and thought it was a punk band called Discard, and was like, I don't want to listen to this. And then years later, I was like, oh, this is actually a self-released album called Dolphin Radiance. And if you are near a computer, I beg you to read the liner notes. They are so nice. All of the supplementary literature for Dolphin Radiance is so nice. Best 25 cents I ever spent. Tonight, of course, is the first show of two WFMU fundraisers. Shows the $20 will buy you a chance to win the LPs, which I'll talk about more in a minute. $75 enters you a chance to win a New Age bundle. That's two records, one of which is a double LP, and I will talk about that more in a little bit too. Additionally, the WFMU bumper sticker art this year is by yours truly. And if you're listening, and if you are, say, someone like my mom who thinks that maybe I will have lots of bumper stickers, I won't. You have to donate to get a bumper sticker. You have to donate $20. So I don't even have a bumper sticker. They are not for sale anywhere else. There is no other way to obtain them. So if you like the bumper sticker, if you like Newfoundland, a great time to donate would be right now on Newfoundland here on Sheena's Jungle Room, part of the best station in the nation and totally volunteer run, most chaotic, most wonderful WFMU.
Thank you.
The first giveaway of the night. This is Ribbon Stage on K Records. Either friends or friends of friends. I was in a writing group with Jolie peak COVID, which either makes us friends or frenemies. I don't know. But this record rocks, and I don't listen to or don't buy a ton of music that's not reissues. But the next few songs are from their album Hit With The Most. For $20, you can be the first person in either the chat or on the comments section of your donation. I'll be watching and enjoy.
Thank you.
This is from the cassette Wolf Talk. Let me see. Wolf Talk is the result of numerous trips throughout the North County by outdoor recording specialist Robert W. Balton. Here are the haunting vocalizations of the Eastern Timber Wolf, from the lonesome cry of the solitary animal to the spine-tingling harmonizing of a pack in chorus. Even the more rare bark howling conversation of pre-chorusing wolves has been captured by Baldwin's stealthy microphone. A wolf fancier's delight, Wolf Talk brings you all the conversant voices of the Eastern Timber Wolf, accompanied by the sounds of its natural environment. The crisp reality of digitally recorded sounds will carry you far from the intrusions of the everyday world in this latest offering from North Sound. That's Wolf Talk. We heard three songs, Hearst, Sulfate, and Exaltation, from Ribbon Stage Hit with the Most, available for a $20 bid. Feel free to leave a comment in the chat or in the donation box. What was I going to say? I forget right now. But yes, WFMU is entirely volunteer run. We need a lot of money to keep going and to keep the archives as robust and accessible as they are, to keep all three streams and the main broadcast channel going. Every little bit helps. I would like to thank the donors tonight, but I'm wondering if they would rather wait until next week when I have my dolphin soundboard set up. I think next week we'll have a big radiant dolphin brouhaha or whatever. We'll have a lot of dolphin noises next week. But I want to thank those who have already donated. Feel free to continue to do so. This, by the way, is a two-hour show. I'm covering for Brouhahas tonight, so we are moving a little bit more slowly and more casually than maybe we're used to. But it's nice. I will be chatting, telling you stories. Feel free to tell me if you have any favorite tapes. Again, the priority is just sort of serendipity. There are plenty of cool, rare, weird tapes on Discogs, and I am interested, but not for the purpose of this show so much. If there is anything accidental and lucky that has entered your life, I love to hear about it, though. Stay tuned for more found music. Oh, I was going to say, one of the inspirations for this show was the Lost Media Archives, which was one of the first shows on the Sheena stream that I listened to, with, I think, BC Sterrett is the name. I don't have the details right. Anyone is feel free to correct me in the chat. But they're still there. Those archives are still there. And they, too, are incredible collections of found, self-released, self-recorded music that the last episode, I think, that he ever did, rocked so hard. It was the first one I ever listened to. So that and more, available in the WFMU archives going back almost 20 years, is worth at least $20, in my opinion. But yeah, enough of Flan talk, back to some Wolf talk, and some exorcisms coming up. We'll see where the night takes us. Thank you for listening. When people ask what the vibe is like in Kansas City, I say that maybe 10 or 15 years ago, a lot of people I know bought a house for anywhere from $400 to $1,000. And so this is from our friend's house, the Crooked Hat, my longtime friend and roommate of 10 years. George made a tape that's all the 78s that were found in the house when our friend Flora bought it. So this is, a lot of them are recognizable. This is the one unknown on the collection, and it rocks. It's really good. So there's two songs here. I'll get back to it.
Oh,
We're taking another wonderful Dolphin Radiance break. That last song was House on the Rock Music Machines, a gift shop that mysteriously sells only three cassettes. And they sell other things. They sell magnets and stuff. But as far as recordings, you have one option, and it's, as of 2022 anyways, it's still cassette. In my constant sales pitch for the Midwest, the other big underfunded volunteer-run community effort, House on the Rock is one of the best museums in the country if you haven't been. It's in Wisconsin. I'm happy to drive you there if you're a friend of mine. It's about 7 hours from here, and I go all the time. It is down the street from a place called the Don Q Inn, which is one of the best hotels in America. If you like having fun, you can't go wrong. Yeah, incredible museum. I would say one of three of my favorites in the Midwest, the other two being the Glore Psychiatric Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri, and the City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri. I haven't been anywhere better. Before that we were in the Unknown, which one of our, I think, WR identified as Sora Sora Sora. That was an Unknown 78 from the Crooked Hat Collection. We have more prizes coming up. I will tell you now, because it's a 2-hour show, and maybe you only budgeted a precious hour of Newfoundland time. The other record I'm giving away is After Dinner's Paradise of Replica, which we'll hear from in a little bit. Until then, some more tape offerings, including another 4 or 5 minutes of Bob Dratch's Dolphin Radiance, which has been re-released and is available online on CDR. I can't find anything else about it. If anyone knows Bob Dratch, if someone can find the current phone number for Bob Dratch, I would love to give him my regards. Arb mentioned Leila's Hair Museum as possibly one of the top three or maybe fourth best museums in the country. I regret to inform everyone that Leila's Hair Museum in Independence, Missouri closed during COVID, but I have a feeling she'll be back. Thank you, Arb, by the way, who helped me get into WFMU and who's, we have been trading cassette tapes for maybe 15 years now, and hers are among my favorite, obviously. If you don't listen to The Arbitrarium on Fridays on Give the Drummer Radio, you should.
Bold it. Mariv duchas, hioes mohoi. Huye sehote vea dota daigoedes oha? Maybe ohohan?
Dota chem? Ona dide? Pemabi?
Han, han. Pedimets.
This is not a tape, but the second giveaway of the night. The Raven Stage LP has been claimed. This is After Dinners, Paradise of Replica, reissued, I think, this year. Excellent record. We'll hear one or two songs from it. This next hour feature selections from a few more cassettes. This was a last-minute fill-in, so it's a very neatly curated first hour and a little more loosey-goosey second hour, but if you can stand some Laurie Spiegel, you're going to love it. So, what was I going to say? $20 or more gets you After Dinner, Paradise of the Replica. As always, leave a comment in the chat or leave a note in the comments field on the donations. Anything else? My favorite radio show here in Kansas City is a New Age show on Sunday nights. I've probably talked about called Night Tides, hosted by a woman named Renee Blanche, whose on-air demeanor is incredible. She's just very relaxed and very sincere and a little funny at times, but she's always thanking her social media tribe, so I would like to take this occasion to do the same and thank my social media tribe, as I am, as she is, entering into our last hour with a few more long-form tracks.